You are listening to Get Real Podcast.
Hey, Peter, can you hear us?
Hey, how are you doing? Yeah, I can hear you.
Good, good. We got you back. Dan's here. We've kind of changed the setup of the studio a little bit, so it looks a little bit different. I got my glasses on today, so looking a little bit older. So we needed to get Peter back on the line because there's been a little bit of controversy.
And we're rolling, by the way.
We're rolling. That's fine.
Okay, Peter, we're not live. But
well, yeah.
Live in the studio. How y'all doing?
I brought my bass player, Andy, with me.
Okay, hey, Andy. How you doing?
I'm Dan. This is Glenn.
Nice to meet you.
Come over.
Oh, there he is. Hey. There we go.
If there's two of us, we can give each give a perspective on what's been going on.
Absolutely.
Absolutely.
And Peter, where are you guys right now in England? Just for our listeners, we have listeners in the US, all over the world, in Europe. So where are y'all located?
We're in Stoke-on-Trent at my church. We're doing like a Pentecost barbecue worship event.
Oh, wow. Excellent.
Oh, nice.
I've done a couple of songs. Andy's done the bass.
Yeah.
And we've had some hot chicken and burgers. So.
Okay.
We'll be right over.
Yeah, we'll be right over. It'll take us 19 hours, yep. But we'll see you.
Whenever you say burger, I am there. So what's been going on? What's been the big stir over there? You've got a little bit of freedom of speech issues going on that kind of stirred the pot. Can you tell us about that a little bit?
Yeah, so Peter 118, we're in UK Pop Punk, a Facebook group of 16,000 people, and they've been promoting our bands. Like what I said last time, that they've been taking kind of the mick, but they've also kind of seen us a bit of a gimmick, a joke. But we're getting a lot of support from the pop punk scene. However, I made a comment, about the abortion laws that are coming out across America.
Yes.
So I made a pro-choice comment on a BBC page. Someone from the pop punk scene screenshotted my comment and put it in the UK pop punk Facebook group. And he said something like, if Peter 118 isn't finished, they're finished now. And then it all kind of blew up. So they purposely put my pro-choice comment in the UK pop punk site. It then resulted in a lot of debate, and it ended up resulting in Peter 118 getting banned and kicked out of the Facebook group, and then we were receiving threats. I had messages saying, if you go to Slam Dunk, which is the UK pop punk festival, you're going to get punched in the face, you're going to get violent. We had a band contact some promoter, and we got our show cancelled. We've had lots of hate saying that we're right wing. They said the Bible is the politics of right wing views. But God came through, because we went to the festival and I didn't have any violence. I didn't have any threats. From the one show it was cancelled, we ended up getting three more shows. So, and we're still going.
Wow.
Pete got loads of support when he went. So it's just, we're just watching God move through it. So.
Peter, can you clarify a little bit as far as what did they take out of context, or what did they not understand about your position and or that caused the reaction?
Well, I made the comment killing babies is wrong, and they a lot of the politics in the UK is kind of like left wing. So they said, women's choice, it's women's body. But they don't have the context of where I was coming from in terms of Christianity. A baby at conception, a life is given, and it's God's life.
Amen.
And God puts a soul. Amen. And
thing is as well, they were saying it's all, what we're saying is all about controlling women. It really isn't. And if you look at a lot of the actual pro-choice movement, some of their biggest names are actually stating that scientifically, a child is a human being from the moment of conception.
Yeah.
So it is a human life. So, and that's all we're trying to say. It's a human life.
Well, you know what's amazing to me when I hear you guys stating that, it is so obvious. If I said killing puppies is wrong, you're going to have no zero feedback. There's not going to be a being on the planet that sits there and doesn't recognize the logos of that cute little puppy is of value. You shouldn't just kill it, right? But yet it is such a scam and such wizardry. It's trickery to sit there and go, oh, it's you're not compassionate because you don't support the murder of unborn children. And it's like, it's unbelievable to me. And how much propaganda is going on with it. It's amazing.
And this is something that I messaged Peter when this started coming up. PM Peter about the sea turtles in South Carolina.
Yeah.
Here's the law in South Carolina about sea turtles. The South Carolina sea turtles are protected under the Endangered Species Act and the Marine Turtle Protection Act. The act states that no person may take, possess, disturb, mutilate, destroy, cause to be destroyed, sell, offer for sale, transfer, molest, or harass any marine sea turtle or its nest or eggs at any time. And you know what happens if you do that, if you break that law? You get jail time and you get fined up to $15,000 for each offense.
Wow.
And that's for sea turtles.
Wow. It is definitely in Isaiah when it talks about evil for good for evil for good, sweet for bitter, bitter yeah. for sweet. It's one of those things because it should be so obvious that life begins at conception. I know that I was looking at some videos that were talking about diet. Okay. And I'm not offended by vegans, but this one particular just really, really passionate vegan. And she's talking and talking and she boasts about having 3 abortions, but she's so obsessed with this nebulous expression of kindness towards animals. And I'm like, that is such cognitive dissonance. You're freezing and you're boiling to death at the same time and you don't get it. It's like the intrinsic value, what they're really denying, and this enrages them, is the image of God in mankind, of how we are different than the beast of the field. We're different than bacteria, right? Yeah. What we share this thing that God put into us. And man, it's a mess. It's a mess over here, but that is tough.
Here's the irony that I see, Peter, is that you stated what you believe. You didn't say to any one particular woman that you're bad or you're evil because you did this. You did not say that at all. You simply stated your opinion in your free right to free in your right to free speech. And we all know that there's consequences to free speech. You didn't put down anybody. You didn't berate anybody. You just stated your opinion. And then all of a sudden, everybody wants to shut you down.
Yeah.
I made a generalized statement that killing babies is wrong. I support the laws. And then I didn't direct it to anyone. And that was in a BBC site. Someone purposely saw it, screenshotted it, and brought the debate into UK pop punk.
Well, I'll tell you, here's the reason that I've seen, okay? And it's actually a little bit encouraging in this sense. The reason that they have to be so vigilant when it comes to censorship, and by they, I mean the groups that support the abortion, the groups that they just love that, whatever globalist, you know, whatever's going on where people just love to kill babies, you know, I don't get it. But the reason they have to be so vigilant is because it is pretty easy to recognize. It's very easy to convince somebody or to show somebody. I know Ray Comfort, I'm not sure if you guys are familiar with Ray Comfort. If you're not, he's from New Zealand, and he is an author, an evangelist, and he trains different things in the United States, but you can look him up on YouTube. He does these 90-minute conversions, like in the sense that he'll talk to people. He's out on the streets of California, meets somebody that's not saved, starts talking to them about abortion, talks to them and parallels it with the Holocaust against the Jews. And then he starts talking, and one after the other, by the end of his conversation with them, all of them were looking at their shoes going, no, abortion is wrong. It's never right to kill an unborn baby. It's never okay. It's really powerful. So if you haven't seen that, but more power to you. Yeah, yeah, we'll pray for you guys. That's a blessing to have people hating your guts because you express part of God's truth and logos. Yeah. That baby is precious, precious and wonderful.
Peter, I want to encourage you as well. I was doing some scripture digging after this popped up, and I was really thinking about what happened to you, because it's just insane that, okay, yeah, everybody's got freedom of speech except for you, Peter. you can't say what you want to say because we don't agree. We're gonna shut you down. I mean, that makes no sense at all. But as you know, Peter, that we wrestle not against flesh and blood. That's really what it comes down to. That's what the Bible says. And when you made that statement, you really ticked off one particular spirit. It's the spirit of this age, and it's that spirit of Jezebel, the exaltation of the false god Canaanite, false god Baal. And that is that's what propels abortion, and it's also what hates truth. It hates anything that exposes it. So you stepped yourself boldly, and that goes right along with the punk attitude that you have.
Oh, yeah.
You know, just cutting to the chase. Mm-hmm. And in the Bible, in Matthew 24, verse 10, it says, Jesus said that one of the signs of his coming is that there shall be many that are offended and shall betray one another and hate one another. And that goes just beyond the gospel. It goes to anything. It's amazing how careful we have to be when we speak today, because if we say something, somebody could take that like, oh, I'm offended by that, especially if it comes from the scripture. And from what you said just a few minutes ago, they're equating the Bible to right-wing politics in Britain at this time. Is that correct?
Yeah.
And it's the same.
Yeah, that's correct. That's the message I had.
Same thing here in the United States.
Well, I grieve. There's obviously a lot going on in the United States that grieves us and grieve, but I love England. My ancestry is from England and Ireland and Scotland, and I've always thought of it being like, yeah, that's my country. That's my origin. And I pray for you guys, and I grieve over what's been going on. There was a time everybody's talking about all the imperialism and all this, you know, and there were wonderful things that England did. The best and brightest of England went and spent their lives, died in Africa, went to China, went all over the world and spread the gospel. There were some of the bravest, most wonderful people in the world. You have the Magna Carta, you have everything that we have in our Constitution were the buddings of just brilliant people from England, is what it was. That's where it came from. God-fearing men and women that understood that we are fallen. And fallenness leads to tyrannical government. And it's very simple. And I grieve when I hear the things about, I know what's going on. I'm not going to get too controversial on this because there's a point that we're trying to make with this. But just, I know that y'all have to watch what you say. I know that it may look good that, oh, they're banning this or banning that, but it has to do with a completely different stripe of something that doesn't leave the heaven and that wants to dominate and control everything that y'all do. And it's like, wow, to be, and we live in a very conservative area of the United States in the Bible Belt. We could say whatever we want. We'll still get harassed online, but we don't have a problem. A buddy of mine that lived in California, if he said the wrong thing or had like an anti-abortion sticker or a pro, you know, pro-life candidate or pro-life or something, his car would get keyed and destroyed. So we stand with you.
This is what it's like in the UK.
We want our listeners, and I'd like you to tell us more about kind of what that atmosphere, what the conditions are like as far as especially online expression, if you would. But I'd like for our listeners really listen to this and support these guys. Look them up and support them, because getting the thumbs up of somebody online going like, I agree with you, brother, just for saying like, you know, why should you kill a baby? A unborn baby is precious, you know? So can y'all relay different experiences
of life and getting shot down?
Yeah.
See, that's the thing. We're not actually condemning people who have done it, because Jesus said to forgive and act in love. But what we want is for people to know the truth. There's one pro-life person said, I forget what his name was, one of the scholars, he said that if a fetus is human, there is no justification that can justify killing the baby. If it's not human, then there is no justification needed. Well, science proves that the baby is human. From the moment of conception, it's a human child. And dependence doesn't count, because a disabled person is dependent to a certain degree. They might be dependent on a wheelchair, or they might. We're all dependent on finances to be able to buy food. We all have dependence, so you can't use whether the baby's dependent. It's a life. It's a human life. And I just want to see people educated and then watch how many people don't make the same choice because they've just understood the truth.
Yeah. No, excellent.
Sorry. I'll get animated. On.
No, very no, well please. Said. That was very well said. We totally agree.
Peter, with social media there, what happened to you? Is that happening to other people as well in England now?
No one... As far as I'm aware, I'm the only band that's made a stance in the UK pop punk scene viewing this. A lot of people keep quiet, so more Christian bands might become more verbal and might become more open as a result of it. But I know that I was kicked out followers of Peter 118, because they put a post up saying that no more Christians, no more alternative right. So the class, in our view, was an alternative right-wing view, and that's a band contacted a promoter to get our show cancelled, saying that we're right-wing, and I said, no, we're not right-wing. We're Christians.
Yeah.
This is a biblical, and I'm having to answer people with scripture. I'm finding that scripture is the defence. But what I also found that Slam Dunk, there was no threats of violence. So people, this girl came up to me at Slam Dunk and said, look, we don't agree on your views of abortion, but we think it's wrong how you were treated in the UK pop punk scene. Wow. That is wrong because we are allowed to have different views.
Yes.
Well, and the boast, the popular rhetoric is that tolerance, don't be offensive, love, freedom, but somehow Christians,
except for those guys,
you don't get that. They take that bucket away. You know, you're like, you don't get the helping of that. And it's like, well, I went, and especially about the preservation of life. It was like, we were talking, we recorded a podcast earlier about some different things. And I've enjoyed, I've been a U2 fan most of my life, you know, since I was a teenager. And I was really bummed out when Bono and them were supporting abortion in Ireland. And I was like, how do you sing these songs about, you know, we're standing for the innocent and we're going to, you know, we're going to fight like all these causes and fight for freedom and fight for this. And then actually see that empowering people to snuff out the lives of unborn babies. And it's all based off exaggeration when they end up going, oh, but what about the life of a 12-year-old, if a 12-year-old girl's raped by her father and get, that's like such a tiny percentage. And they always add that as if it's like every other case is it's abortion. It's convenience killing.
Well, here's the other thing. And Peter, I want to share this with you so you can share this in Great Britain with your friends and your fans over there. I was taking a look at the abortion issue itself. And what's interesting is that the whole thing, Jane Roe, her real name was Norma McCorvey in the Roe versus Wade case here in the United States in the 1970s. She wanted to have the abortion because she was unemployed and depressed. All right. So none of that was there.
And she didn't get raped. It was a lie.
It was a lie. All right. She got hoodwinked by the lawyers that she went to. So what happened is that the case took so long to decide that she never got the abortion. She placed the child up for adoption. And then in the 1990s, she quit her job at the abortion clinic, became pro-life, and continued to fight against the legacy which she left behind. So the whole thing that everybody kind of hangs their hat on with Roe versus Wade, the whole case is pretty much a farce.
And she cried out for forgiveness and, yes, and received Christ, from my understanding.
She did.
No, that's amazing. I went on to Twitter, and it's an account that I rarely use anymore, but I actually put, in the United States, there's an organization that's government-supported, kind of quasi, called Planned Parenthood, and it's hideous. And they fake all their stats and their numbers to make it look like, no, we offer health care, you know, and they're just trying to exaggerate the fact they're an abortion mill, essentially. And their main clients are African-American. And I put this post where I said, the most racist words in the English language are Planned Parenthood. And it blew up, man. Everything just blew up. I had so much hate. But I was like, you know what? There were also people that saw that and recognized it immediately, that it's wrong to kill babies. Yeah. And the more people, that is so punk rock, just to be able to go like, we love you, forgive you. Like, if anybody's listening and you made that mistake, you were young, you didn't know what's going on, man, Christ will forgive you. I mean, we're sitting here, all of us. What would you do, you guys, if you didn't have the knowledge that Christ wiped your sin away, threw it as far as the east is from the west? So there's total forgiveness. This is not attacking. It's not a bunch of males just like throwing our things around. But we're saying that it is just so simple to understand that killing a baby is wrong. Yeah. A five-year-old kid would tell you that.
Yep.
Yeah.
And well,
the UK pop punk, they didn't give me opportunity to defend myself. It was just kind of get him out and let's get all the hate.
So they never gave you the opportunity to explain why you believed what you believed?
No.
It's a hit job, you know.
It's a hit job.
It's like trolls just doing it. Well, that's because they're afraid that if people say that, other people are going to go like, yeah, I believe the punk rock guy, what he said. Yeah. And it, because it's pretty obvious.
Exactly. And You stood up courageously. You made a very bold statement. You did it properly. There was no pointing fingers at any one particular person. It was just a statement of what you believe based upon the truth in Scripture. And Peter 118 is still alive and kicking, and you're still touring, and you're still doing shows.
Yeah.
How do we help you guys?
We did a show last night, and then we're doing a show on Thursday. A band from Australia, they've had a number one. They're on a UK tour, playing at the Flapper and Finn on Thursday. We're still going. We're still doing gigs. God's still providing. So,
amen. Well, anyway, that Glenn and I, we're not huge by any means, but we definitely support you guys. And any way that we or our listeners can help, are there specific ways that we can, be able to be of assistance to you guys?
Probably via social media. If you see any, Peter 118 posts, if people can just share them, share the videos.
Absolutely.
Show that we've got support out in America. I think maybe we should play some shows out there.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, if y'all come here, man, we've got to get together. I'll drive wherever I got to drive.
Yeah. Yeah, we'll definitely get together, Peter. That is...
The punk rock show at the church.
And, of course, any prayers are always welcome.
Yeah, absolutely.
Definitely.
Man, I really appreciate you guys' heart towards the Lord. I really, that bold step, I want that to encourage our listeners, because I know that we have listeners that have been listening and they're afraid to take that bold step because they're afraid of what's on the other side of taking that bold step.
Yeah.
And the devil will want you to think that, oh, if I do this, it's going to destroy my ministry. Well, guess what? It's not your ministry anyway. So, just
think about this. Censorship and punk rock, really?
Yeah, right.
That kind of, doesn't it dull the blade a little bit? I'm like, that's peanut butter and mushrooms. That's disgusting. Yeah. It's like, no, it's the refreshing punch in the face. Yeah. It's reality. It's this gut level reaction to truth in the world. That's punk rock. It's not going to sit
that's
there
what
and
the
go
Sex Pistols
like
did in the 70s.
Exactly. And you think of even in their degeneracy, they spoke a lot of truth, and it was like had an effect upon society and upon even certain things that fake people wouldn't call out. So I love it. I love you guys. Yeah. So
back in the 70s, a famous TV personality over here doing really bad things to children. And Johnny Rotten actually got censored by the BBC for trying to out him. And Johnny Rotten was made out to be a villain, and he was actually...
You're speaking
trying
truth.
To speak up for children.
Yeah.
The thing is, what people forget is, no matter what you say, you will offend someone. Whatever stance you take, somebody will disagree with you. But the Bible says, with regards, Jesus said, if you deny me on earth, I'll deny you to the Father. So I'd rather speak Jesus on earth and be rejected by people from earth, and then be able to stand in front of Jesus, put my knee to the floor, and say, thank you, Lord. Thank you, friend. And I don't want to be denied to the Father. And I don't want anybody on this world to be denied to the Father. I want them to hear the truth.
Amen. That's good stuff.
That's awesome.
I wish we were there to share a burger with you guys.
Yeah, man. How are the burgers today?
Yeah, there's plenty of chicken and burgers.
Well, hey, we're going to be praying for you guys. And if you come to the States, we will go and see you guys and help any way we can.
So. And we'll share Peter 118 posts on our Lithos Cry Facebook page, as well as through Instagram as well. We'll get to continue to support
you guys
through that. Awesome. Peter, blessings on you, your band, your family. Keep fighting the good fight, brother. We're here with you in spirit, and we're gonna support you over here in the States.
Absolutely.
Thank you.
Thank you, guys. Thank you so
brothers.
Much. God bless.
Yeah, take care.
Bless you.